Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
I was talking to my good friend Phil Yanoff last week. We were talking about the entrepreneurial ecosystem in cities in South Carolina, and he made the observation to me that Charleston was ranked really high by the Kauffman Foundation, an asset foundation in Kansas City that promotes, you know, entrepreneurship throughout the United States. And so that got me curious, looked on their site and how they began to analyze cities across the country. And they have a recent survey that surprised me in one way. They had broken cities into large cities, medium-sized cities, and small cities across the country. And they looked at the kinds of things that young entrepreneurs are going to need to be successful. I mean, access to business resources, a lifestyle, not only for them, but to attract the kind of talent they need. And then they took this information and they actually went to under 30 CEO leaders across the country and asked them to vote on the cities that they thought were the best places for young entrepreneurs to be. One of the cities in South Carolina that was ranked the highest in the state, would be no surprise, is Charleston. And when you think about things like lifestyle and culture, you know, being close to the beach and the historic Charleston, it's attracting a lot of talent there. Increasingly, there's a number of business resources available. You think about the Charleston Digital Corridor Organization and the Harbor Accelerator, Big South, all those kinds of things. There's some venture firms beginning to form there. So Charleston's really developing. The second city, a lot of folks might say Greenville, but it was actually Columbia. Young CEOs ranked it very high. And again, you start thinking about some of the business resources there. I know the folks at the University of South Carolina, Phil Kirkland and Chad Hardaway's group, they're doing a wonderful job with facilities there. There's some organizations that are contributing towards lifestyle and culture, and so it was ranked highly. And at least in the top 10 small cities, Greenville didn't make the list, so we got a little catching up to do.
Well, I'm surprised Greenville was not on the list, but I'm not surprised about Columbia, because just comparing what's going on in downtown Columbia today to just a couple of years ago, there's a sea change happening in the capital city.
Right, there is, and a lot of vibrancy and nightlife and kinds of things that young, talented people want to be a part of. And I think having a university downtown is an advantage in that, because you're attracting, you know, a critical mass of young, talented people, students, graduate students, even young faculty. Not only attracting them, but you're attracting their spouses. And I think if you look in a lot of communities across the country who are real entrepreneurial, what you'll find is they attract young people either to go to school or to teach in the school. And a lot of the folks that start companies are actually, you know, spouses that came along with them. And so, you know, universities are magnets for young, talented people in all kinds of ways. And I definitely think Columbia is benefiting from that.
And now what category are our two cities in? Small cities, medium cities?
Yeah, we're in the small city category. We really don't have a large city in South Carolina. So all of our cities are considered small.
And who would we be compared with in that category that also made this list? Some names we might recognize.
Well, the one we're going to most recognize is Raleigh. You know, North Carolina has a 20, 30-year head start on us in terms of developing this kind of entrepreneurial ecosystem, so they're well recognized. The Kauffman Foundation is in Kansas City, so they've been working there a long time, and you know, they're in that list. You know, some of the bigger cities that, you know, are things that we're all familiar with, San Francisco and Austin, and, you know, it's interesting that, you know, these are regions. You know, they're not really states. This happens in places in a state. You know, you don't get areas, full states that are highly entrepreneurial. So it really is about local ecosystems, you know, that have the lifestyle and culture to attract really talented people, and then, you know, make the infrastructure and the business and resources available to them so, you know, smart young people can start companies and grow them.
Well, John, the year's winding down. Anything on the business calendar?
Well, next up in Greenville has a venture forum inviting venture capitalists and down, so that's a step in the right direction. And then there's million cup programs all over the state for people who want to plug into entrepreneurs. And I mentioned Phil earlier and his technology F5. programs are monthly in Charleston, Columbia, and Greenville.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.